A group of 59 Thai tourists have filed complaints with police after they were abandoned at Sawantapum Airport when their tour package to Hokkaido, Japan was postponed indefinitely without explanation. The group sent 20 representatives to file complaints at the Sawantapum Airport police station, saying they've lost 1.7 million baht. A 52-year-old representative told police she and friends bought the Bangkok to Hokkaido 5-day, 3-night package for 30,000 baht each from a tour agent in Samut Prakan. But when they came to the airport on Thursday to receive the flight tickets for the flight, the tour agent didn't turn up. This sort of story isn't rare, just another scam. The Agriculture Minister has ordered officials to proceed with a corn-growing promotion scheme under the government's San Palang Parachat Public-Private Partnership Initiative. Moving ahead now will help the minister's goal of having rice farmers switch from off-season rice this year to instead grow corn for animal feed on 2 million rai of land in 33 target provinces. He's aiming to reduce workplace risk to rice farmers and solve the issue of sagging agricultural product prices due to an oversupply that could drive many to call for government aid. The government's prepared 4 incentive measures involving the Bank for Agriculture and agricultural cooperatives and the private sector. And Phuket police have arrested a suspect who was allegedly involved in a police killing in Pattalung 11 years ago. Back in 2007, a 37-year-old policeman stationed at Tung Sam Sao Police Station in Hat Yai was murdered. Slash wounds were found on his neck and a bullet wound was found on his right cheek. Police have been continuing the search for suspects ever since and issued arrest warrants. Yesterday, the Phuket Provincial Police arrested a 35-year-old Kamhang Kunporn from Pattalung on Chuporn Road in Phuket Town. The arrest follows a serendipitous check of the man's ID. He wasn't able to provide a card. Police later identified him as the same person wanted over the 11-year-old case. The coffers of traffic reinforcement could be boosted significantly if the police IT departments were able to step up their efforts to link their databases of traffic tickets to the Land Transport Department's vehicle registration database. 11 million traffic tickets issued remain unpaid because of the delay in getting the systems linked. 83% of tickets remain unpaid and ignored. Of the 13.5 million tickets, 2.3 million were issued on the spot by officers, while the rest were mailed out to drivers after being caught in violation of traffic laws on speed and traffic cameras. The IT team of the Royal Thai Police are still working with the Land Transport Department to link the two databases, a project that was mooted 6 months ago and still hasn't been completed. Thai Airways International has ordered 4 pilots involved in a flight delay in Zurich last week not to discuss the matter in public. The Zurich to Bangkok flight was delayed for 2 hours on October the 11th because confusion over seating arrangements after 2 off-duty pilots were denied first-class seats by the Thai station manager in the northern Swiss city. 2 inactive pilots, called deadheads in aviation jargon, believed they were entitled to first-class seats on the flight, but all the seats had been booked. The flight eventually left Zurich only after a couple agreed to give up their first-class seats for the 2 pilots. The problem emerged after a Boeing 777-300, which was supposed to be used for the flight, was found to have a problem in Zurich and a Boeing 747 was used instead. The pilots who were supposed to fly the 777 were therefore sent home because they were not licensed to fly the substitute plane. The 777-300 didn't have first-class seats, whilst the 747 did have first-class seats. The station manager therefore upgraded all business-class passengers to first-class, leaving no seats for the 2 inactive pilots. All 4 pilots involved have been ordered not to give any information about the incident after the chairman of Thai Pilots Association gave an interview and a pilot posted an item on a Facebook page in their defence. The source says the problem stemmed from internal miscommunication. And the Thai PM, Prayut Chan-o-cha, has declared his trip to Belgium for the Asia-Europe meeting a success, with all countries understanding the current situation in Thailand. When the PM arrived back, he said the feedback on the general election in Thailand was quite good. I reiterated our roadmap, as I always do when I'm going abroad, so foreign countries are confident in the stability of our government. plenty of good stories at thetiger.com, including the two tourists whose graffiti might end them up in a Chiang Mai jail, a suspect arrested in Phuket over an 11-year-old murder case, and a Patani policeman's house was attacked by southern insurgents. All that at thetiger.com. That's thaiger.com.